Mishnah 4. Now we're going to go into dealing with a saris. Now, saris is a man who can't have children. There is an injury or an illness prevents him from having children. There's something has gone wrong with his reproductive organs over there. And he can't have children. He can't bear children. And there's two kinds of saris. There's a saris that's congenital, means he was born that way. And that's called a saris chama. It's like a saris of the sun, but he's called that because he didn't even see like 1 hour of the sun in a state where he could have children, the saris chama. And then there's another kind of saris that when he was born he was able to have children, but later on he suffered an injury or an illness and that prevents him from having children. Okay, so two kinds of saris. Either he was born that way or it happened later and he can't have children. Got it. Good. Amar Rabbi Yishai. Says Rabbi Yishai. Shmati shasaris chaletz v'cholzin lishtai. I heard that there was, or I learned a law that there was a kind of saris that does chalitza, meaning if his brother's wife dies childless, he does chalitza. V'cholzin lishtai. And if he dies childless, they do chalitza with his wife. V'saris lo chaletz v'lo cholzin lishtai. And I heard that there's another kind of saris that he doesn't do chalitza and they don't do chalitza with his wife. The only lefarish, but I don't know which is which. I don't know if it was the saris chama, the one that was born that way, or the one not born that way. I don't know which one the law applies to, says Rabbi Yeshua. I'm Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva. Ani afarish, I will explain it to you. Saris Adam choletz, a person who is a saris Adam, meaning that he became a saris later in life. He wasn't born that way. That's the saris that can do chalitza v'cholzin le'ishtoi, and they would do chalitza with his wife, and why? Bibnei sha'asa lo sha'asa akosha, because he did have a moment where he was capable of bearing children. He had a moment of fitness. And once he's had a moment of fitness in this world, so the laws of Yibum apply to him. But saris chama, but a person who was born that he could never bear children, lo choletz v'lo cholzin le'ishtoi, he doesn't do chalitza and they don't do chalitza with his wife, because he never had a moment of fitness in this world. And why that is a reason is because it brings, in Devarim, the verses actually say that you will do Yibum so that that his name not be blotted out of Israel. But if this person was born that he wasn't able to have children, so then his name's already blotted out. He already can't have children anymore. And therefore the whole law of Yibum does not apply to him, says Rabbi Akiva. So it's a person who was born that way. The laws of Yibum do not apply to a saris that was born in that manner. Rabbi Eleza Omer, says Rabbi Eleza, Loki. No, says Rabbi Eleza, I disagree with you. It's exactly the other way around. Someone who was born that way, he does chalitza and they do it with his wife. Because if he was born that way, says Rabbi Eliezer, we have a hope that we could find a cure. There's always a hope that we could find a cure for this person. But saris Adam, lo cholzin v'lo cholzin ishta, but a person who became a saris later in life, he doesn't do chalitza and they don't do chalitza with his wife if he dies childless, because we can't find a cure for him. Because he became a saris later in life, and obviously they've tried and they've done everything they can. Right, there's no hope, there's no refuah for him, and therefore the law of Yibum doesn't apply to him. Hey, Rabbi Yishuv ben Besaira, and there was Yishuv ben Besaira gave testimony of Ben Magusas, on this person, Ben Magusas, Shehaya Bishalam, he was a man that lived in Yerushalayim, Saris Adam, and he was a Saris, but he was a Saris Adam, he only became a Saris later in life. The Yibmu es Ishtoi, and his wife was married by Yibum. Meaning that you see, he says it does apply to a Saris Adam. The laws of Yibum do apply. Lakam Divrei Rabbi Akiva, and that is confirming the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And then he brings over here in the Kahati that this is the halacha. So Saris Adam, someone who became a Saris later in life, the laws of Yibum do apply to him. But someone who is a Saris Chama, he was born that way, the laws of Yibum do not apply to him.